When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old school DP stepped out to handle some business like he always does. Second segment is 5 o'clock hour. Like we said, Phil Steele came out with his first rankings or first preview. He does a really good job. I never really got into it, but he does a really good job. And he had the rankings of some teams here, Austin. And if I am up there in the great MPLS, as we like to call it. And we're going to go here. We'll go from the bottom, the ranking all 18 teams. So we'll go from the bottom all the way up to the top. Obviously, Ohio State is probably number one, along with Michigan. But let's start at number 18, Austin. Michigan State, new coach. I can understand that. Johnson Smith coming in. 15 returning starters or starters and transfers. Schedule's ranked 22nd in the nation. They only have one player projected to be first team all Big Ten, and that's their punter. So I understand that, right? That's a legit ranking, right? Mm-hmm. Here's one also a surprise right here, considering that it was a tough out for Nebraska last year, and that's at number 17, Purdue Boilermakers. Now I will say this, they lost some defensive guys and obviously weren't very explosive on offense, but you would think with Coach Walters, with his personality, his getting a year under his belt and experience in the Big Ten, that they would be ranked a little bit higher.
Losing Skirton is a big deal.
Big deal.
Game record. Yeah.
First rounder.
Yes.
And, Purdue's always in a tough spot in the Big Ten. And it says in this article, with the elimination of Big Ten West, it's a big blow to Purdue and what they can do, because you can kind of hide a little bit in the Big Ten West, but then also for a young coach being number two. So I do understand it. I just thought they were a little bit better, but they do have a tough schedule this year.
Right.
Right. They have the sixth hardest schedule. Here's one that's probably more surprising. Number 16, Northwestern Wildcats. Considering Coach Braun and what he's done last year under not so ideal circumstances, beating Utah in the bowl game, exceeding everybody's expectations last year, including ours. I might have said they weren't going to win one game. I think you maybe gave
pretty
them
close
one.
To that.
I think you gave them one. I think it's a surprise. They were the biggest surprise and the best story of college football last year. To be third to the bottom is a little surprising, even considering who's coming in. And considering what they did last year, you expect them to start off right where they're at, because they were actually more active in recruiting and then in the transfer portal than what people give them credit for.
I am actually more sold on all of the teams we've mentioned so far than one of the newcomers.
Me too, especially a couple of them.
Yeah,
and so we're gonna dive into that. So, and then number 15, a team that's a coach that's push some needles up there in Minneapolis. Is demanding more, obviously, support in NIL. And has been a thorn in Nebraska's side ever since he's been here. And is earned the respect of continuing to be there. He's been up for numerous jobs year in, year out. PJ Fleck, he's got 16 guys coming back, and they count it returning starters and transfers. Three guys that are projected to be first-team All-Big Ten. Two offensive players and one kicker. But you expect, even though they lost their defensive coordinator to Penn State. You, the I always say the fabric of good defense and identity led by PJ Fleck and in that defense will still be there because they have some, they do have talent and they recruited well, especially within the state lines of Minnesota. I'm very surprised at where they're ranked.
I am too. Minnesota and Northwestern just feel like bold challenger teams right. to me, which tells me that if they're ranked this low, according to Phil Steele, either
we're missing something,
either we're missing something or it tells you how deep the league is.
Yeah.
Right.
And look, when you have, you always, USC is just going to get the benefit of the doubt mm-hmm. just because of their talent. Oregon is legit. They have national title aspirations. And you expect that Washington, even though they lost their head coach, and we were lucky enough to get their athletic director, mm-hmm. And they lost a lot of players, not only to the draft, but then obviously in the transfer portal, that they have enough depth to be there because, you know, Washington's new. Now that brings us to number 14, which if I'm the other teams that are behind number 14, this is in my locker room mm-hmm. right here, especially up there in Minneapolis. Is we're just talking about J.J. Redick. You got Deshaun Foster, who I played against, a great running back, great dude, UCLA Bruin through and through. Got the job after Chip Kelly. Just like, I was on the hot seat, almost fired him. I'm coming back. Oh, we don't have any NIL support, and you really wanted to fire me? I'm going to go take an offensive coordinator job rather than be here and collect my check. He's the head coach. They have a hard schedule. They have no projected first team all Big Ten players. They didn't have a lot of depth, and they're at 14.
Hard schedule, unsettled quarterback room, new conference,
new
first
coach.
Time head coach.
Eric Bieniemy coming back to college, which I right. think would be, he's kind of like the assistant head coach or associate head coach. So I think that helps him out, but still, it's different.
This There's is no a passion three win team.
Right. And they got you at 14. Hmm. Now, this brings us to our buddy here, who when we saw him at Big Ten, listen, my man last year, this team was the belle of the ball last year at Big Ten Media Day, and my man was rolling and loving it. And listen, he has been eating good, all right? It's Brett Bielema fighting Illini, excuse me. They're at 13. No projected first team, all Big Ten players. They had a breakout season. They kind of, Nebraska, I think, had potentially a season changing win there on that sleepy Friday night goal line stand. Nebraska pulled it out.
The day my kid was born.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a big day for it. It was a big day for everybody here. Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised where they're at. I don't think they're going to be very good this year.
Yeah, I would probably take Minnesota over Illinois right now. Northwestern is probably in that conversation at least, but losing what they did on defense is a big deal.
And I don't think they've really recovered from losing Walters. And also, Jim Leonard is gone too.
Right.
So that's even bigger. So he was, you know, he's moved on as like a little rental project for him. Now it moves us to number 12. Now this one I do not get. All right. The Indiana Hoosiers are number 12. Now, hey, they have an easy schedule. They have 21, what they say, returning starters and transfers. But I was able, they were 3-9 last year, right? And they have a huge turnover. Kurt Cignetti comes in, and he's had one of those things. He won the press conference. I don't know if he won the press conference, but he did. He's welcomed in 31 new players, kind of like how Deion did, mm-hmm. and to get him to come in, a lot of the players that he knew from the conference and where he came from. But I watched Indiana's spring game. Their quarterback play is going to be interesting. They haven't decided. They have one guy that's kind of more of a run first. They're not overly big. They're not overly, let's say, from a physicality standpoint, but I'm going to tell you, they play with a lot of energy. I liked some of the things they did last year. I think they are more talented from a quickness and speed standpoint. I don't care how easy the schedule is. 12 is way too high.
Probably slightly high, but I could see them squeaking out a bowl game. Let's think through the schedule here.
Yeah,
they're going to beat Florida International, OTA, even week one.
Okay, let's give them the benefit of doubt.
Okay, Western Illinois.
Okay, they're 2-0.
Go to UCLA.
That's the toss-up.
We'll see. 50-50. Okay, yeah. So keep a list of the 50-50 games. UCLA is a 50-50. Charlotte at home.
All right, yeah, I'll give it. So you're at home.
There's three.
Three.
Okay, host Maryland.
L,
okay. Two Northwestern.
That's a dogfight.
That was 50-50, second 50-50 okay. game. You host Nebraska after a bye week.
Nebraska beating Indiana.
I would hope so, but Indiana's going to view that as a coin flip.
Okay,
we hope it's not, but
I'm picking Nebraska in that game.
Okay.
But, so, okay.
We'll say two coin flips. Host Washington.
L.
Okay, right? I'm not entirely sold on Washington, but we'll
see. Yeah, they're next, though, but...
At Michigan State. Coin flip for me.
Coin flip.
Okay, then you host Michigan and go to Ohio State back-to-back weeks.
So two L's.
Double L. And then you host Purdue to end the regular season.
I can see them beating Purdue. So you have four wins, like that I predicted mm-hmm. to win.
Three coin flips and five should be L's. Win two of the three coin flips, there's a bowl game.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Washington, look at Washington right here. Washington has six total returners in transit. Washington should not be number 11.
No.
But I still think they got talent, though. I just think they have more talent, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a big Jed Fish believer.
Ooh, see, I need to see more.
Oh, I'm all in on Jed Fish.
Is he the next Drinkwitz for you?
Jed Fish is a banker that just knows how to just – he's real smooth. He's a great talker, great dude. He's worked his way up. I think they're going to be competitive. I don't know how good they're going to be.
Okay.
But I think they're going to be well coached.
Fair.
Scotty Graham is running back. I think they're going to be better than people think. I just don't think they're going to be very. I think all the talent is gone. So it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be more along the lines of the first year when he went to Arizona. Number 10, Maryland Terrapins. Nebraska had them on the ropes. As quietly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Been a consistent bowl team. I like Mike Locksley. They got 12 guys coming back. They got a big returner coming back. Now they lose
Talia,
which was weird. It was like he went in the portal, then he had to go to I don't know where he's at. He's going to
well, he has to be in the draft,
right? Yeah, so it's you lose a quarterback, but I think with their system, I like their wide receiver group. They just got a big recruit in a corner, but I think just overall, I think Locksley has done a good job over the last 3 or 4 years of getting bigger and more physical up front. And so that's going to allow them to stay in pat or to be that number 10 ranking. I think they'll be
They're
good.
They're fine. Middle.
I like yeah, that. That's yeah. Next is Wisconsin Badgers. The fun and gun with Braylon Allen last year didn't work, but I think they had one of the best, they got Van Dyke in the transfer portal. They got a really good receiver, which is I'm surprised he's not ranked as the first team all Big Ten, but I think that's just a matter of the depth of their and first team. He could be second team. Is there really a big difference? I think they have some defensive stalwarts coming back. So, and they have a pretty good offensive line led by their big right tackle. So I think they're going to be able to be efficient enough on offense in better quarterback play this year to be that number nine rank, to be legit. This is all going to be about how, I guess, they've weeded out the guys that weren't really all in on Luke Fickell and his new way of doing things, and how much the, I guess, decision makers, athletic department and alumni are okay with it as well. Because the days of lining up and smashing you for four quarters is over. Now, they still have the ability to do that, right? But they don't have Braylon Allen as the running back anymore.
Tyler Van Dyke's got to show me something.
Right.
One good year, one really bad year. Probably an upgrade from Tanner Mordecai, but he's got to prove it.
He's got to stay healthy. And that's been part of the problem with Mordecai last year, but that's Van Dyke's kryptonite, staying on the field. Yeah. So we'll see how they do it. They want to pass it a lot more. Now you're opening them up to be injured. This team right here is a little scary. Now, sometimes I think Rutgers gets too much credit, but not enough credit. So it's talking on both sides. If they don't get enough credit of the job that Greg Schiano's done, I think he's an excellent coach. I think they're coached the right way. I think they're really a big problem on special teams because they really try to just condense the game. Offensively, they were atrocious last year.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and pretty much have been the whole time he's been
right there. But they've been recruiting their tail off. It's an easier schedule. They're number eight. So now they are this year's version of Illinois last year. Mm-hmm. They're expected to make that big leap. But with pressure comes expectations. Now you're getting everybody's best shot. They have a light schedule in 2024. I'd actually flip them in Wisconsin or them in Maryland. They're eight. I could see 10 is good enough for them. That's Now you're in single digits. I think that's a little too much for Rutgers.
I could see Rutgers having the season that I think we all would have been happy with from Nebraska basketball last year. Get to the middle of the conference.
Yeah.
Right. You know, get to a bowl game again. Get postseason
play.
And that
puts you at
sort.
9 or 8. So that's right. Yeah, that's right there.
Everything breaks right, and they steal a game. Maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah, have some exciting games.
Six or seven, maybe. But if Rutgers sits between 8th and 10th in the conference,
That's really good for them moving forward. That's a great year for they are. Like, I know DP talked about the Detroit Pistons. They're the Detroit Pistons of the Big Ten.
Sure.
And so if they end up making the playoffs, like the Detroit, or you know, getting in the top 10 for the Big Ten, I think that's good. Number seven, Nebraska, the darlings right now. They have the number 50th schedule in the nation. A lot of guys coming back, obviously on defense, and then we got Dylan Raiola. So. They don't have a projected win-loss record, but I think that's a pretty good. If everything goes right, everybody stays healthy, considering the amount of people you have and continuity you have coming back with Tony White's defense. I like where we're going at is special teams as far as like the specialists, the kickers or whatever. And I think we have more depth in as far as returners, so I think that gives you more options as well. I like the things that they've done in the transfer portal, have two legit receivers that have done it that are able to mentor and – I guess, nurture those outside receivers, that the young guys that were forced into action last year. I think overnight we've increased our depth. I think Thomas Fedoni is going to be healthy, so I think that gives you an option. I think the emergence of Borkature gives you another option. And then I like Lindenmeyer as well, number 44. He's the Swiss Army. I think he's the guy. He's the tempo setter because he's the move guy. I think he gives them the ability to set edges different ways if you need some help, you know, some speed rushers. He can catch in short areas, we've seen. And then also if Carter Nelson really is able to slowly but surely, you know, morph into a tight end, but really step into that move tight end for matchup problems and has good hands. Now you're like, okay, well, a position group that wasn't very good last year, or, you know, as far as production wise, is a big plus this year led by Fedoni. So I think it's probably right on time.
I would like to see Nebraska ahead of the team that Phil Steele has ranked ahead of them, but jumping up from where Nebraska would be jumping from, getting to seven would be a huge success. So what I hope for the program, what I think is possible for the program, absolutely needs to be shown on the field before they get that ranking. But I have a lot of questions on the number six team.
Yeah, I think Nebraska doesn't get the benefit of doubt that USC gets. I think USC gets the benefit of the doubt. Number one, obviously they just had the number one pick in the draft, but USC has always been able to score points. And Lincoln Riley has been saying that they've beefed up their defense. and, you know, they're going to be better on offense. I think the young man that came in the bowl game threw for 500 yards lets you know that this offense is just going to be rolling. So that's why I think they get the benefit of the doubt, because they have a more established offensive system. They went 8-5 last year, and that was a dressed up 8-5. They looked horrible, especially the second. And Caleb Williams didn't look good either the second half. They'll be able to score, and it just come down to how they adjust to Big Ten football and how do they adjust to the new defensive scheme. So I think Nebraska leapfrogs them. Next is Iowa. In the pitcher that they have is Kurt Ferentz out there. I think this is against Ohio State probably. And they got Big 79, Big 70. They got Lachey coming back. So Iowa said they're coming back to run the football. Logan Jones is a good center. We have my man Jay Higgins as a linebacker. He's good. And Nick Jackson's good. So what does that let you know what they're going to do? They're going to run the ball, and they're going to play defense. And you know they're going to play cover three. And you know they're going to be able to intercept the ball, and they're going to play good special teams. Iowa's going to Iowa. So that's probably right where they're going to be at.
I like Iowa more than I like Michigan this year. Iowa has more coming back. I think Iowa's defense is going to be better.
McNamara is healthy.
McNamara is solid. Not that Tim Lester as the OC moves the needle for me at all, but this is more of a, I have more questions about Michigan than I do Iowa. I think Iowa's going to schedule its way to 10 wins.
Yes, and the only thing that hurts Iowa is the few times they're expected to be really good, they're garbage.
Faceplant.
Right, yeah. So, but again, here comes the team that we mentioned previously is Michigan. I like Sharon Moore, the transition. I think that 3 or 6 game trial period gave the powers that be a look see into him. Obviously, you win a national championship, you get thrown into the Lions Den there at Penn State. His press conference after the game would probably not make me hire him, but you know what? I think it'd be good. He's an excellent recruiter. Mm-hmm. He's an excellent motivator. He's one of the best, if not the best, offensive line coach in the nation. That ain't changing. I like where they're at. I think it's going to be slow starting, but I think they're going to be good. And it'd be very. I don't think they're winning a national championship, but I think it'd be good. This team right here, number 3, Penn State Nittany Lions. I'm not sold on them. I know they've upgraded in some coaching staff. I just don't see it. They just have never done it.
Mm-hmm. It feels kind of like late 2000s, early 2010s Clemson to me.
Yes.
There's always one game, one play, one team. They just can't get
over the hump.
I like their talent. James Franklin is fine. Doesn't really move the needle for me, right? I think he's like the boring kind of good, but has never ascended to great outside of having one of the best players in program history in Saquon, right? So Penn State's going to be good. I think it's between them and Iowa for that third or fourth Big Ten playoff spot in the 12-team playoff. I want to like Penn State a little bit more than I do Iowa, but to your point, they've never done it.
And I think
you keep changing over coordinators and give yourself no chance to grow.
I think Iowa just has that. If they get in down to a game between those two, I'm going to go with Iowa just because Iowa's going to Iowa.
Yeah.
The next team real quick is Oregon. Immensely talented. I'm not a Dan Lanning fan, so I hope they have a crappy year. But they're talented, well-coached, big physical guys, a lot of speed. Dylan Gabriel was a huge get. Tess Johnson is for real. They got Cornelius here projected first round or first team, but the other tackle is just as good. They're definitely legit national title contenders in Big Ten. And then obviously Ohio State has the best roster in the nation. Big year for Ryan Day. You went out there and spent some big bucks, and Will Howard has got to answer the bell, but they have some great talent. So we'll see. Quick 2 hours, obviously Thirsty Thursday. Also, you get another little bit of Thirsty Thursday. We got Eastrick and Cluster Johnson, WTF. We talk facts coming up here at 6, followed by Ticket Weeknights. But we are Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP stepped out a little bit, old school. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.